Welcome back to the Leadership Loop podcast. I am so glad that you chose to be here because I have something to share with you that I've been learning, and I think it's going to be so beneficial for you. And here's what I want to share. Today, I want to share what is the one thing that great leaders and great achievers have in common. So Stephen Covey tells a story about a guy named Jim who sells donuts and coffee from a cart in New York City. And Jim did great business. He developed great customer loyalty, so much so that he had a problem. He had long lines and people started walking away. And so Jim tried to figure out, what do I do? Because he didn't want to lose customers due to the long lines, but he was the only guy manning the cart. He couldn't afford to hire anyone else. So Jim did something. What he did is he did less. And by doing less, he was able to double his revenue. What? What did he do? Here's what Jim did. Jim realized that he couldn't take orders, fulfill orders, and make change for people. That was what was slowing down. And so he put a cup on the side of his cart that had change and bills in it, and he entrusted his customers to make change for themselves. Now you might say, well, wouldn't people take advantage of him? And his trust allowed people to be trustworthy, and they didn't take advantage of him. But what it allowed him to do was serve customers twice as fast. He was able to double his revenue, reduce the line, and people were no longer walking away. So again, what's the one thing that great leaders and great achievers have in common? And how can you discover this? Here's what it is. Great leaders and great achievers discover the one thing that produces the greatest results, and they prioritize it. What's the one thing that produces the greatest results and then prioritize that? So how do we discover the one thing in our lives, in each role that we have, in our leadership? What's the one thing that's going to make the greatest impact? I want to share three ways that you can discover your one thing. All right, here we go. First, if you want to discover your one thing that's going to make your greatest impact, you've got to know your role and fulfill it. Know your role and fulfill it. Now, most of our roles are multifaceted and they have lots of responsibilities. And you say, well, I can't do fewer things because I'm getting more things piled on me. I understand that. You also might be in an organization where you're expected to pick up some slack, where you're expected to do things that maybe aren't even in your job description, but you're part of the team, and so you do what's needed. And when you think about that and you go, how am I supposed to do fewer things to make a greater impact when I'm expected to do more things for the organization? Well, again, know your role and fulfill it. Let me give you an example. My role as a leader in meetings is not to be the smartest, is not to be the loudest. And if I'm trying to be the smartest or if I'm trying to be the loudest, I'm not going to fulfill my role because I'm doing something other than my role. Here's what my role is as a leader in the meeting. As a leader in the meeting, my role is to be the most positive person in the room. A negative leader is an oxymoron. Did you know that? Like a positive leader is someone who looks forward, sees more, sees before, and helps people to get there. But you can't do that if you're negative. So if I'm trying to be the smartest person in the room, I'm not fulfilling my role to be the most positive person. If I'm trying to be the loudest person, again, I'm squashing others rather than pulling the best out of others. I'm not leading like I'm supposed to. When I know my role, I can fulfill my role best. So start by assessing your role. What is required of you? What does your organization need from you? And that'll help you to discover what is your one thing that you can make the greatest impact with. So first, know your role and fulfill it. Second, look for what only you can do. Like, what's the one thing that you can do and no one else can? So as a parent, my one thing as a parent is my presence. Only I can be the dad for my kids. And if I'm not present, I can't do what God has made me to do in their lives. My presence is the greatest gift I can give to my kids, to be there, to look them in the eyes, to love them well. That's my greatest gift. to my kids. It's the one thing that I can do that's the most impactful. As a pastor of a large church, the one thing that is going to make the greatest impact is preaching. I want to bring great sermons every weekend because I'm speaking to a lot of people. And if I don't prioritize that, it's going to go downhill and people are going to notice. That's my one thing that makes the biggest impact in my role as a pastor. As my role as a husband, I think the one thing that's most important is that I support my wife. I've got to come underneath her and help her to flourish. And how can I encourage her? How can I be a support to her as she grows? I think about a trellis and a vine. What is the job of a trellis? It's there so that the vine can grow up it. And as a husband, my job is to be there to support my wife so she can grow more and more. It's the one thing that God has put me there uniquely to do. As a boss, a CEO, my job, my one thing is to provide vision. Now, I've got to do a lot of other things. And in your roles, you're going to have to do a lot of other things. But you've got to know your one thing that makes the greatest impact so you can prioritize that. So, for example, if you're in the healthcare industry, if you're a healthcare professional, your one thing might be to provide exceptional care. If you're a doctor, not just care for the body, but care for the person because they're feeling it right now in the midst of feeling pain. They're emotionally struggling too. If you're in the service industry, maybe your one thing is providing exceptional service. Only you can wait on that person at that table in such a way as to bring them a smile and to make their day. What's your one thing that makes the greatest impact in each of your roles? Look for that one thing. Look for the thing that only you can do. All right, now number three, if you've discovered your one thing, here's what you need to do now. Learn to say no. Learn to say no to things that distract you or deprioritize your greatest impact, your one thing. Now, none of us really have the opportunity to say no. We don't have a whole lot of latitude to say no to our boss, right? Like when my boss comes and tells me, Michael, I want you to do this, I don't get to say, no, sorry, Steve, I'm not going to do that. Like I'm responsible to do what he asks me to do. But the person that you can say no to is yourself. The person who's going to distract you most is yourself. And so when you start learning to say no to the things that pop up in your life that you want to do that aren't going to lead to your greatest impact, it will help you to prioritize that one thing in your life, in your role that makes the greatest impact. Think about it this way. You only have so much time to yes away. Does that make sense? Like you only have so much time in your day to say yes to things. You only have so much time to invest. If you say yes to everything, you're going to be mediocre at everything and you're going to have minimal impact in all things. You've got to learn to say no to some things to make your greatest impact in the most important things. So for example, a couple years ago, got my master's degree in ministerial leadership. And in order to get this master's degree, I had to say no to a lot of things. I had to say no to golf. I had to say no to TV. I had to say no to pleasure reading. I had to say no to hanging out with friends for several years. I hardly did anything with friends. Now, that sucks, doesn't it? It wasn't fun. It wasn't always easy. But by saying no to those things, even sometimes I was saying no to sleep. I was up till 12, up at 4, because I realized I needed to complete this thing. It would help me make my greatest impact. And because I said no to that, I was able to say yes to a master's degree in ministerial leadership. I achieved something great. And so I want you to think, what are the things that you need to say no to in this season so you can say yes to the most important things? What's the thing that you need to say no to in your role so you can say yes to the thing that only you can do? What's your one thing that only you can do in each of your roles in life? If you discover that, if you hone in on that, if you prioritize that, watch out. You are going to make a bigger, deeper impact in the people's lives around you. If you and I own our one things, man, we are going to start kicking butt at it. I encourage you, own that one thing. Know it, own it, and watch as God uses you in that power lane to make a great impact. That's what I'm learning. I hope it was beneficial for you. If you liked this, hit the like button. If you want more content like this, subscribe, because we've got more of this coming your way. Thanks for being here. I hope you keep learning, because leaders are learners. Let's keep growing together. Thanks for being here, and I'll see you on the next one.